You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
702.
WhatsApp Bongani
on 072 702 1702.
It is 14 minutes before 4 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. Now, KPMG appeared before Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts this morning to explain why it should continue to receive government work. Get this, the auditing firm made 400 million rand from government business last year alone. KPMG, of course, is in the fight for its very survival in South Africa after its recent retraction of a report into the so-called SARS rogue unit. And I've got the SCOPA chairperson on the line, Themba Gordy from Cape Town. Good afternoon to you and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Why did you summon KPMG to Parliament?
Well, primarily because KPMG does a lot of work with the state institutions. And the kind of work that they do and are paid through public money is the work that we as SCOPA utilize. And in the unfolding drama around their conduct, Parliament could not be a passive spectator but needed to bring KPMG itself before us to explain itself and, so to speak, convince us that they are still a worthy partner to be used by government institutions, and or that when we come across their work, we should not have the kind of questions that depict a trust deficit.
All right, so based on the concerns you've raised with them, they made representations which you allowed. Did those satisfy you?
No.
Please tell me why.
Well, you know, in the first instance, you know, when you look at their submission on the SARS report withdrawal, I think it raised more questions than answers. Because in the first instance, we wanted to know what are the legal implications of a report being final and being handed over to a client. When you say you are withdrawing parts of the report, legally, what does it mean? Do you just make a pronouncement and then it is withdrawn or what? Now, when you want to withdraw the SARS report, you only inform SARS in say 2-3 hours time by email, and then you make a public pronouncement because say it is urgent. Wanted to know what is urgent, what was so urgent that required you to make this public announcement, which raises serious questions about whether this whole exercise is actually part, you know, of some factional political battles. That's why there was this urgent need for a public statement without engaging SARS. They only offered to engage SARS after they had made the public announcement about their withdrawal.
The new leadership has promised to turn the company around, and it's now the understanding that the executives who were released or relieved of their duties received exit packages. Not quite the firing we were told it was in the beginning.
Sure, indeed. And that tells you a story that what KPMG is doing is merely damage control. It has nothing to do with a company that is spring cleaning, that is ruthlessly hunting down rogue elements within their ranks.
Sure.
So we felt that that's why I'm saying I'm coming back to the fact that on the SARS issue and the way they did it, and the fact that it appears that they have met all the people who were accused in that report and then withdrew it, does raise questions about you know, what transpired. They should have used the opportunity to really go blow for blow and throw the dirty linen in the face of all those who were crooked in the compilation of the report. But they didn't say anything, which left us still with questions about really their true intentions and the integrity of their statements around the actions they've taken so far.
I mentioned in my introduction that they made roughly 400 million rand from government business alone. And so if you are still puzzled as to the extent of this issue, do you think that should continue? Should they still be doing business with government entities?
Well, we raised the possibility on their part that maybe, you know, they should be hesitant to be tendering for new work with government until the investigations that are ongoing are completed. Remember, there's an investigation by the regulatory body, IRBA, which on Tuesday unfortunately told Parliament that KPMG is not cooperating as well as it should. There is an investigation by the Institute of Chartered Accountants, which they are members. They told us that they want to appoint an independent investigator who is independent of KPMG. We think that until this process are complete and we know what their outcomes are, I don't think that there is anyone who can say with any level of certainty that everything is fine, honky-dory with KPMG.
So you talk about future government business. Will current business be withdrawn?
Well, you have contractual obligations. If you have signed a contract, I'm not sure how you know, unless you want to be like KPMG, you just make a statement and say withdrawn, and then lo and behold, it's withdrawn. But I would imagine that there are contractual issues that are involved.
All right, Themba Gordi Scopa, chairperson on the line there from Cape Town. The issue is going further. Can and should KPMG do business with government entities given where they find themselves?